For the first time in nearly a decade, the Supreme Court is hearing a case on gun rights, and it's a case that may already be moot. Here to explain is Emily Bazelon of the New York Times Magazine. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Robin.
And Emily, as you know, this is the first time they've taken up gun rights since a 2008 decision on a D.C. ban on handguns, and then a 2010 Supreme Court decision in which they said that their decision about D.C. applied to the whole country. In other words, they overturned the District of Columbia's handgun ban and said individuals have a Second Amendment right to own a gun in their home. This case they're considering is about a New York City ordinance which banned gun owners from bringing their legally licensed firearms into other boroughs of the city. But when, you know, gun rights advocates started to challenge that law, we understand New York City backed down.
Yes, that's right. So this is a pretty extreme restriction on gun owners, right? You have a license, but you can't take your gun anywhere, not even to a shooting range outside the city or like a vacation home. And so after this lawsuit was brought and after the Supreme Court agreed to hear it, New York City and New York State passed laws that invalidated this rule. And that's why the city is making an argument that the case is moot.
And tell us why they would do that. Why would New York City repeal their own ordinance?
I think it just seemed to them like not a very necessary restriction, right? If you have a valid gun license, is it really dangerous to allow people to take their guns to a shooting range or to another house? That seems pretty extreme.
Well, some are saying that the city scrambled really to repeal the ordinance because they did not want to see this go to the Supreme Court and maybe set precedent across the country because, you know, lower courts have been ruling on gun rights in the last 10 years. And some, including some of the justices, feel that they've been ignoring the Supreme Court's D.C. ruling.
Right. Justice Clarence Thomas and lately Neil Gorsuch have been asking, really clamoring for a new case. And the other Supreme Court justices, as long as Justice Kennedy remained on the court, were reluctant to take one. Now Kennedy's gone, and it looks like the center of gravity on this issue has shifted. And what's at stake is that in Heller, the original 2008 decision, the court struck down what was basically a total ban on handguns in Washington, D.C., but it also included this language in which it said lots of other kinds of gun restrictions, like preventing felons or mentally ill people from owning guns, putting restrictions on sales, all the kind of modern era gun laws that have become such an important part of our political scene, they all seem to pretty much still be valid. And so now what's at stake is whether those gun laws, which have been a source of real political activism in the country in the era of mass shootings, whether many more of those laws will be struck down.
Well, so what do you think? I mean, it just would be an educated guess, but do you think that the court will go ahead and take this up, even though New York City repealed the ordinance the lawsuit is based on?
I mean, to me, when a city repeals an ordinance, that really removes the reason for the Supreme Court to be attending to the case, and they would be better off waiting for a law that a city or state wants to stand behind. But because there has been such an appetite for moving ahead on gun rights, it's entirely possible that the conservative wing of the court will decide to proceed with a ruling which really opens the door to striking down a much broader range of gun restrictions.
The New York Times Magazine's and author, Emily Bazelon. Thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.